have a special name for that?
No, I should think so.
Okay. What do you call a grassy strip about 3 or 4 feet wide between a sidewalk and a street?
I'd call it a grassy plot.
Fine. What do you call a ditch by the side of a graded road in level country?
Well, it would be a ditch, for it would carry the water off.
Okay. What do you call a worthless dog that just hangs around and eats but doesn't do any work?
Worthless dog.
A worthless dog.
Well, he is really a worthless dog.
Now that's a little bit.
Well, what else can you call him besides a worthless dog?
A stray dog.
Okay. What name do you have for the gentle sounds that horses make at feeding time?
What is it?
What name do you have for the gentle sound that horses make at feeding time?
Neigh.
Okay. What do you call a chicken bone that's shaped like this that children...
Pulley bone.
Okay. What do you call a second growth of hay or clover? The first growth has been cut and now it's grown back again.
A little frog.
Oh, do you have, and you know, some of these things you just may not have terms for, huh?
No, I the only thing is, but a second cutting, that's
fine.
What I say.
Fine. What do you call bread that's made out of cornmeal?
Muffin.
Okay. And let's see, what are some other things that are made out of cornmeal?
Hush puppies.
All right. And how are hush puppies made?
It's cornbread with onions.
Okay, and this is fried in deep fat?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Fried behind the fish.
And what are some other things? Can you think of any other things made out of cornmeal? Have you ever made or eaten cornmeal dumplings?
Yes, yes. They are made of cornbread and dropped in the juice of a vegetable.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like turnip greens or something?
Yes, yes, or anything
okay.
Like that. Corn dumplings, yes, I have eaten some.
What do you call cornbread that's cooked in the ashes of a fire?
Ash cake.
Bet it's been a long time since you had any of that.
Yes.
What do you call soft cornbread that's served in a bowl with a spoon?
Mush.
Okay. What do you call bread and loaves made out of white flour that you buy in the store?
Loaf bread.
Okay. What do you call a round, flat pastry about that big that has a hole in the middle? That's made
donut.
Okay. Now, would you call it a donut regardless of whether it was bought in a store or made at home?
No, I should think it would fly to each one, wouldn't you?
All right. Let's see. What do you call round flat cakes that are made with white flour and cooked on a greased skillet and eaten with syrup?
Batter cakes.
Okay. What do you call meat from the side of a hog that's salted but not smoked?
Bacon.
What do you call pressed meatloaf that's made from hog jowl and hog's head?
Sow's meat.
What do you call the hard thing in the middle of a cherry?
The what?
The hard thing in the middle of a cherry.
It's a seed.
Okay. And what about the same thing in the middle of a peach?
Well, I should think it'd be a seed too.
Fine. Great. What do you call a peach whose meat sticks to the seed?
Clingstone.